It's here and now. And let's go to California, where the state assembly just passed a bill that would eliminate parents' ability to cite personal beliefs as reason to exempt their children from vaccination requirements. Now, the bill wouldn't require children with serious health concerns, such as compromised immunity, to be vaccinated. But it is highly controversial legislation, and it sparked weeks of debate in California and thousands of phone calls to state representatives. And it follows last December's measles outbreak, which was linked to Disneyland and sickened more than 100 people. April Dembosky is the health reporter with Here and Now, contributing station KQED in San Francisco. And April, so this bill already passed the state Senate, and today it passed the California Assembly. So what exactly would it change?
That's right. So in California, parents can opt out of vaccinating their children under what's called a personal belief exemption, and that covers religious beliefs and all variety of personal beliefs. And this bill would eliminate that exemption, and so that would make California one of three states with the strictest vaccine laws in the country, meaning parents could not opt out for religious or personal beliefs, only for medical reasons.
And I'm seeing that right now more than 13,000 children in California have personal belief exemptions. Is that an accurate number?
Yes, that's our understanding. It's important to note that about, you know, maybe 90% of parents do vaccinate their children. But this number of the 13,000 of parents with the personal belief exemption, what's important to note about that is that they tend to cluster in pockets in the state. So they're not spread out across the state. They're in places like Marin County, Sonoma County, Orange County in the south. And that's where you see the public health concern.
Right. And some of those clusters, I believe the vaccination rates are around 50%, if not lower. So quite a bit lower than that 90% average statewide. I mean, but this has been such a hotly debated issue in California. Robocalls, newspaper ads, a petition that was sent to Governor Jerry Brown just this week with some 60,000 signatures. Who are some of the major proponents and opponents on each side of this issue?
I think one of the best ways to sum that up is to say parents versus parents. The people who are really opposed to this are parents who say it really should be their choice what happens with their children's health. They don't want the state telling them what kind of medications or vaccines their children should or should not get. And on the other side, you have parents as well who are saying, you know, the public health depends on everybody participating in vaccinations, and you put my child at risk by not vaccinating your own child. One of the families that has been particularly outspoken is a family from Marin. The 7-year-old boy has been recovering from leukemia, and in the midst of the measles outbreak, he was not allowed to be vaccinated because he was immunocompromised. And so the parents and the boy himself became very vocal, saying, you know, we depend on what's known as herd immunity. We depend on everybody getting their vaccinations. And it's the same with infants who are too young to get their vaccines. So it's mainly been parents versus parents, although there has also been on the supportive side a big push from doctors groups like the California Medical Association.
Right. And I'm seeing on the opponent's side, there's been this is such a thorny issue. It makes for some interesting bedfellows. For example, the ACLU and some Republican lawmakers in California sort of opposing this legislation because they say in California, every child has the right, a constitutional right to an education, and that this bill might interfere with that.
Right. That's where you see the interesting bedfellows, that this bill, the way it works is that if you don't get your child vaccinated, he or she is not allowed to attend private or public school. You know, the option is basically homeschool. And so that's where you've seen groups like the ACLU step in and say, no, you can't deny someone's right to an education.
Right. And finally, April, if the assembly does vote and pass this bill, what has Governor Jerry Brown said he would do? Will he sign it?
Governor Jerry Brown has not said anything. He hasn't indicated himself one way or another. However, one of his aides actually testified at a previous hearing. She testified on behalf of herself as a parent, not on behalf of the governor, in support of the bill. But, you know, some of the political observers say, you know, he never would have let her do that if he weren't leaning toward signing it.
Well, April Dembowski is a reporter with Here and Now contributing station KQED in San Francisco. April, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.